I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The war zone in Mali is completely cut off from the outside world. 4 months ago, the UN Refugee Agency spoke of a forgotten crisis. It's only gotten worse since then. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says there are about 250,000 people displaced. Problem is, the fiercest fighting has disrupted the flow of aid.
Unfortunately, in this area, it's hard to get to really affected areas. So most of our teams right now, we're all the way back down to the capital area, and we're working with the IDPs that are coming there. So we've actually had to pull our people back.
They're biding time till they can get back into the hardest hit. Until then, will you pray with them? Next, human trafficking programs work. White Hope International's C.H. Dyer says three members of their anti-trafficking team were sitting down to lunch near a marketplace in India. They heard screams. Two teenage girls were being brutally beaten by their pimps.
Hundreds of people had come around to watch, but nobody was doing anything. And so our team walked right into it and told the young men to stop.
They got the girls out and put the boys behind bars. The girls were declared victims of human trafficking so they could get to a safe house. What's next? Healing. The team is building relationships with the girls.
Hopefully begin putting them on a path of restitution and sharing the Lord with them.
And persecution seems to be on the rise in Turkey. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the attempted killing of a pastor last month has led to the arrest of 14 people. According to the reports, suspects plan to murder the leader during a series of evangelistic outreach meetings. Pastor's not scared, though. He says the Lord spared his life so that he could keep on sharing the gospel. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. You can join our Facebook force. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.